I brought the incense that we're using this evening back from me when I was in Bethlehem a couple months ago. So this is, it's called nard. It's actually the same type of incense that they use in the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem. So I thought it was pretty neat to bring a small piece of Bethlehem here to Logan County and have the same incense rising here as is rising in the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. So hopefully you enjoy that scent tonight. One of my favorite scenes at Christmas to reflect upon is the shepherds who are out in the field watching their flocks. Sometimes it gives me chills to think about it when you think of these poor, ordinary, simple shepherds who, for them, it was probably started out just as an ordinary night. You know, they had been out in the fields thousands and thousands of nights before, watching over their flock, surrounded by silence and by darkness. When all of a sudden, the night sky is lit up by the presence of an angel, announcing an event of such importance that heaven itself cannot contain the joy. And suddenly, choirs of angels break out in song and fill the night sky with light as they announce an event that is going to change the course of human history. These shepherds had the privilege of witnessing from the darkest of nights the greatest joy ever announced to the human race. I want to spend a couple minutes today reflecting on some of the basic truths of our Catholic faith, which are important for us to understand, you know, why we need a Savior and why Christmas is so important. You know, these are truths that I think for many people we might have just forgotten them or haven't really internalized these truths to the point where we recognize how powerful they are. And so first, I want to talk about the darkness, because we can't really understand what Christmas is about and enter into the joy of Christmas unless we first understand the darkness. You know, the darkness that the shepherds were in out in the fields isn't just a physical darkness, but it represents a spiritual darkness that's present over all of humanity. And it goes back all the way to the beginning of the human race, back to our first parents, Adam and Eve. After they were created in paradise and in a state of union with God, they went into open and willful defiance of God. They rebelled against him, and they formed an alliance with Satan. They renounced their covenant with God and entered into a relationship with Satan, under which they were now placing themselves under the power and the influence of the kingdom of darkness. And every one of their descendants, which includes each one of us, to the present day and to the end of time, is born in a state of original sin, meaning we have inherited that state of separation from God in that state of rebellion and defiance against God. And that's the state that each and every one of us were born in. And generation after generation, not only have we been born in that state, but we've participated in sin and committed evil. And the reality is, nothing that's impure can enter into the presence of God, because he is infinitely good and infinitely holy. That is the state of darkness which those shepherds were in, and which each one of us is born in. That is the state of darkness that the human race exists in this world. And because we've fallen so far, you know, some people have lost their sense of sin. They think that we're not that bad. And we're doing okay. We're doing all right as a human race. We're fine. We're all good people. We're all going to go to heaven, and we don't have to do anything to attain that. We're just all fine. That's a very common attitude. Even when many people live defying God's commandments in serious matters every day of their life, or sometimes very frequently. You know, they might be cursing the Lord's name, or they might be skipping Mass every week, and it doesn't register that there's anything wrong. And sometimes people go so far as to even flaunt immorality. Other people have gone to the other extreme, and they've fallen into discouragement. They recognize the evil that's within themselves, or the evil that they've committed in the past, or the evil in the human race, and they despair. and they give up hope because they see no way out. But from the midst of this darkness, the angel of the Lord appeared and announced, "Behold, I bring to you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there appeared a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." Our sole hope for salvation comes from that child that was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago and pierced the darkness. No other religion or belief system can save us. Trying to be good people is not enough to save us. Money cannot save us. We cannot buy our way into heaven. There is nothing else that can save us and nowhere else that we can turn except to that child who was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. He is the one who came to reconcile us to God. And that is what we celebrate this Christmas. Because he is God incarnate, God in the flesh, he can save us when we're powerless to save ourselves. The very name Jesus reveals his mission. The name Jesus means God saves. And you will name him Jesus, God saves, and he will save his people from their sins. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. These are not abstract theories or speculation. These are the truths of human history. The human race is a fallen race. We rebelled against God. We defied him, and we entered into the kingdom of darkness under the power of Satan. And it is through the coming and the birth of Jesus Christ that we have hope of salvation. Those are the truths that it's important for us to internalize in order to see what Christmas is really about. It's not just a sentimental time where we get a few days off work and get to enjoy decorations and Christmas lights and Christmas cookies. You know, all those are good things. But ultimately, it is a celebration of an offer of salvation that is given to each one of us. We, because of what happened in Bethlehem, have the possibility to be delivered from the kingdom of darkness and enter into the kingdom of light if we respond to the invitation that Jesus Christ has given us, if we embrace the Prince of Peace, and if we live in accord with his Catholic Church. And so I encourage each one of us to take the Christ child to our hearts. Like the Blessed Virgin Mary picked up the child and held him close to her heart, I encourage each one of us to do the same by recognizing how critical the mission of Jesus Christ is, how much we need a Savior, and to take the Christ child to our heart, to love him, and to follow his teachings each and every day of our lives. In doing so, we will find the proper direction of our lives, and we will experience the real joy of Christmas, recognizing that this child is truly, in the flesh, our only hope for eternal life.